Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Writer, comedian, performance artist, and you might remember him as the pill-popping dancing intern in Young Doctors in Love, and Mr. Pizza Guy in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. In my brief encounters with him, I mean, we had lunch and dinner and together, and I've seen him perform numerous times in New York City. He was a very, very nice, generous man, and just good to the acting community, and very low-keyed about it. I mean, other people could be bragging about what they did, and he wasn't that kind of guy, in my opinion. And he's done so many great, great, innovative things, as well as writing, as well as being an intellectual. So I thought, in his honor, just because we should celebrate, especially now with everything going on, the people who inspire us and change the world in their own performance way. So this was a interview I did. He was part of this wonderful thing called Word, the storytelling show, produced by Terry Mintz. And that's where I saw him perform, and it was my first experience with this. These shows are regularly performed, actually. Let me just say, they do have one coming up on January 21st at the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A. I just want to let you know, because this is the kind of performer that would perform there, and Taylor would tell these great stories that were just terrific. They were a lot of Hollywood-based, the things to do with monkeys, and it just makes me laugh to think about it. Anyway, he was doing a Word show, and that is how I came by to interview him. So let me rebroadcast this. So I'm going to press it, so you might hear the start of my show over again. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters, I see you're listening via phone. I'm going to open up the chat room soon, so if you have any questions, you can join Blog Talk Radio. If you have something to say about Taylor, you can post it there as well. All right, so I'm going to rebroadcast the show now. It's about 29 minutes long. Okay, grab a cup of coffee and enjoy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm opening up the chat room now. If you join the chat room, go to Blog Talk Radio and just assign yourself a name. And get all set up here. Very exciting guest today, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, very exciting. I love this man's work. He seems to be able to do everything: actor, comedian, director, writer, artist. Just very creative. Just creative and out there, and we love that about him. Our guest today is Taylor, and I want to say it right. I believe it's Negron, am I pronouncing it correctly? I'm Spanish, I should pronounce it better. And he made his film debut in 1982 as a love-struck, pill-popping, dancing intern in Young Doctors in Love. And forever it's memorable Mr. Pizza Guy who delivers Sean Penn a pizza in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. But he's been in so many other movies besides that, and producing his own HBO special and appearances on The Tonight Show. In 2008, he received critical acclaim for a live show he wrote and performed, which debuted in the Green Room at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival. The Unbearable Lightness of Being Taylor Negron. Am I pronouncing it correctly? I hope so. A fusion of story and song. But he's done so many things, and when you see his face, you go, oh, that's that guy. I believe there's even a movie called that. Oh, that's that guy. But he's going to be coming to New York this week, and he's going to be in one of my favorite shows or happenings called Tale, which will be this weekend. And it's coming Tuesday. I'm sorry. Tuesday, and I'll get all that information for you. I was looking for it, Alma, but first I'm going to open up his mic for Taylor. Tell me how to pronounce your name correctly, Taylor.
It's Taylor Negron.
It's Negron. Negron. Okay. Yeah. And is that Spanish?
Spanish, I'm sure it goes even farther back than that. It's just, I don't know. I don't even know.
You don't know?
I think it goes back to, like, Columbus Circle, maybe, probably up to 86th Street, Central Park West, West End Avenue. I don't know. I'm not one of those people that looks back. I'm always looking in front.
Oh, you didn't have one of those grandmothers pounding it into you? Okay.
No way. I had a grandmother who smoked massive amounts of pot. We were continually moving. We were always going forward and giving everything away.
Wow.
We never
sounds like a whole other show, Taylor.
Yeah, I mean,
really?
I think it's a lot better to be that way because people run around spending all their money on storage units and wearing albums from 1978 like it.
That's something.
Because I mean, we have to create a new world here, but it's hard to create a new world and stuff from 1987 because that was the thing we used on that date. That's why all my credits, when you were saying them, they sound kind of
well. You have a lot of credits, actually.
I know,
but all
the credits. I am. I'm very lucky. I've been working since I was 15. So
when did you start out? You started out at 15 as a performer.
Yes.
Yeah, and doing what? Tell us what you did. Let's walk us backwards.
I was a model. And I got a job modeling for Hanna-Barbera Television, and I was a cartoon model for a series called Devlin that ran 4 years on ABC TV in the 70s, and was involved in the merchandising of that and a strategy of commercial, marketability of television. So that's when I was 14.
Wow!
But that was a different Hollywood. But I grew up in Hollywood. And I learned the part, the other part of it, which was a lot of my friends were famous, and I have a kind of an in with that. So you realize, wow, it's even more work than anybody can imagine.
Oh, yeah, your credits go. You do have extensive movie credits. I know when I see you, I go, there he is again. Were you ever a comedian at one point? I always think of you as a comedian.
You know, it's whatever anybody perceives of it. So it's really hard to, when you do as much as I've done, people will go, I just can't believe that you were ever in a movie. And I've done 100 movies. And then the people in the movies go, no way.
You've done 100 movies.
Did. Or
wow.
More.
Well, I know. I am only going from what the bio I received. And I thought that. I said, he's done more than that. So I looked you up also and you've got an extensive
Stuart
Little,
the
Last,
like,
Boy Scout, Angels in the Outfield, The Aristocrats, Nothing But Trouble, Punchline, Better Off Dead. It goes on and on.
It was 30 years ago. It was such a long time ago. I started out in 1973.
Wow.
Nancy, where were you in 1973?
I think I was getting out of high school.
Yeah.
So,
I was just getting in high
73?
School.
Yeah, so high school.
It's a blur, but yeah.
It is a blur when you look at it. I know when I find I'll be looking through like suitcases of something and opening it up and seeing, oh, I was in the New York Times? When was this? And forgetting, because it does if you're constantly working as you are. And you're also directing now. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I just directed a show called Who Loves You, Baby at the Soho Playhouse, a musical salute to Kelly Savalas, who was, a very big person. And Tom DeMena played Kelly, and we ran for quite a long time. It was a really wonderful show.
And as an actor, you did the Edinburgh Theatre Festival, which is very impressive. Which
yes,
do you like best? Which part of you're so – many faceted, Taylor. Which part do you like best? I mean, if you could separate it.
I don't consider them different. Because when you get up in the morning and you start writing words, it's just like painting. So you'll say, this is red, so it needs yellow. I'm going to blend the red and the yellow. I'm going to blend the more yellow here. I'm going to put green here. If you're writing a song, you're going to go F, 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 C minor, C, 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 B, B, signature change. It's the same thing.
Now I'm getting you're a musician as well. You're a musician as well.
Well, of course, yeah.
Wow. And did you come from this kind of a background? Or?
Yes. I came from a very, very creative background. In, you know, the curriculum in the 70s in school, they gave you art and they gave you music and they gave you playwriting and they gave you all that stuff along with sports. So that's one of the things that I do a lot of work with is young people who don't have that in the system. You know,
correct in that, Taylor. I have noticed that in the last 20 years, even in the field of comedy, people don't do their homework. They have no background in, if you said Ibsen or you said, any of the playwrights, Tennessee Williams even, they have no idea what you're talking about if you make a reference.
And
they don't study.
These are the people that are going to defend us from China.
Yes.
And that's serious.
With the video game mentality.
Yeah. These are the people that are going to have no health, no welfare, no dental, and they have no clue.
They don't, it's a different world. You're like the Renaissance performer in that, as you and I think came from the same cloth, in that you should know a little bit of everything, from dance to music.
And it isn't even like, everybody says it's exceptional, but to me it's normal for a whole group of people to know a little bit about everything. You know, one career goes the whole... And that's the reason everyone's...
It's so true. I'm losing you a little. Are you moving around? I'm losing you just a little.
I'm in my bed.
Okay. from the bed of Taylor. And you're going to be performing now. That's a whole other show. I love your, when I was reading about you, I also found some things on Wicca, but the unbearable lightness of being Taylor. I love that title. But a fusion of story and song. I just love that you're more of a, instead of the kind of solo performer that just gets up and talks about their lives, you combine things, and I like that eclectic kind
I'm
of
very
feel.
Excited. Yes, we're doing a tribute to the Blue Angel at the Lloyd Beechman Theater on August 6th, the Dutch Tree Club, with some pretty amazing people. So Logan Haftel, who is my accompanist and co-writer of all the songs, is coming into New York for that, and that's a really great thing.
Give us that date again and the website we can go to find more info.
I never even had a website. I don't have a website.
You don't have a website. That's true. I tried to find that, too. YouTubes.
I never did. I'm too busy to work to do all of that, but somehow people find me, and I always am happy about that. Like
all right,
I said,
so
I'm not
what's
very
the date for the Lori Beecham Theater? Let's get that again. The date.
Oh, August 6th.
August 6th at the Lori Beecham Theater. And that's a great theater. I hope you're going to record it.
I've never seen myself. I've never heard myself.
That is wild. What kind of actor are
Isn't
you?
Isn't that wild? What's that?
I said, what kind of actor are you? I've never seen myself. I've never heard
I've
myself.
I've never seen it. Well, there's a guy called Woody Allen. And he says the same thing. You know, once you do it, there's no reason to do it again unless you have to, for technical reasons. But it's so much more interesting to be, writing. There's so many things going on. But the people that are listening now probably are not going to go to the Lori Beecham Theater. So you want to do it right for them, the people who – I think that's what's so exciting about everything, is that there's always going to be one person that's hearing it. That's cool to me.
And I have performed for one person before, but it's when you're producing and doing a lot of your shows, too, but you won't be. You've got a large following, and this Tuesday, the 30th, you're going to be at Tale, a storytelling show with music. That's at the Three of Cups, I can't even say it, it's my neighborhood, threeofcupsnewyorkcity.com, And that's 83 First Avenue at East 5th Street in East Village. Go downstairs Tuesday, July 30th, 8:30 p.m., $5 cover, but no drink minimum. And it's a great lineup. It's you, Harmon Leon, I love him, Michael Small, Dave Arroyo, and Ella Devers, and Boris Calkin. I wish they would do the show with not 1 week I can pronounce everybody's name. But I love that.
I can understand that. Those are a lot of names. But yes, Terry Mintz is great, and Harmon, and that's a really great show. Because once again, you know, people are going outside of the box for themselves and telling stories. And stories are going to be the thing that illuminate the human experience during these dark times. And every one of those people.
Terrific. It's like no other show in that it's not like it's The Moth or The Slams or anything like that. The stories I hear are so from the heart and so wonderful. And you're going up with a lot of people, and there's a band there. I think you brought in the band, Afterbirth Monkey?
Yes.
Which
I brought in the band. They're very burlesque oriented and very interesting. Because you know there's a huge shift right now going on about the people who are going to shows and saying I don't want to be involved in television. I don't want to watch TV. I don't want to know about any of that. And stay away from Disney and the Olive Garden and Victoria's Secret and go downtown and hear people's stories. That's what's so exciting.
And it makes it so much different. I mean, I'm a stand-up, and you just, I mean, as well as an actor, but it's also that I get tired of it. It seems like it's the same thing. It becomes only like almost a clicking sound in your ears, you know, la, 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 like that. And then when you see Tale, it's so wonderful because sometimes the music's with it, sometimes the music's in between it. But the passion that I find that all the performers have for the story is the wonderful thing about it, that everyone is so passionate.
It's really, really great. And that's happening across the country, too. There's a lot of stories like, you know, shows like Tale that are happening where people are just, you know, telling their stories. And that's infinitely more interesting than the fake stories that they want to tell.
I just did a workshop at, do you know Covenant House? Have you heard of that? Covenant
yes.
House in New York City, and these are like the lost kids, basically. And I just did a workshop about 2 weeks ago with them on comedy, a tough room. But some of them really were interested, and I brought up about Tale and about they can't go because they're under 18, but about starting their own storytelling. And one of the kids picked it up, and I hope he's going to try and do it there and try and do their stories. Just a night there.
How great are you that you did that? Covenant House is a really good thing. That is sad, isn't it? Disposed people.
These kids are out there on the they're living on the streets. They don't know if they're going to be there a day or a year. They've got no one. These kids. And it's a great cause, Covenant House there, and it was great. I went in through the Friars Club, Sunshine Committee. We sponsor these events and went in and did a workshop. And like I said, luckily I have tutored, when I was in college, I tutored prisoners in reading. So this was primed.
if you ever want me to do that with you, I'd be very happy to work with Covenant House.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they would love that. That would be terrific. I'll get you, after the show, I'll email you the lady's name. There. Are you a friar?
Yeah,
are you a member of the Friars Club by any chance?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. I'll get you the name directly, and you can talk to her about it. That would be great. They just needed inspiration even. When they found out, I didn't tell them till the middle of my teaching that I was Spanish and Italian. So then I did my Spanglish act for them, and, you know, it was good. You could reach them. When they go, yeah, that's so true, man. My grandmother said that. But it's great when you just, it's almost like we've gone full circle, Taylor. Don't you agree that we've gone creatively full circle back to, it used to be storytelling. Some of the great actors were monologists. Andy Griffith started out as a comedy monologist.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes. Well, yes. I mean, but originally the actors were Byzantine, the people that, you know, were the traveling, you know, the what do they call the troubadours that would go and tell the story literally from hill to hill to hill, and the stories were memorized and they were transferred through memorization, and that's how we
and the Native American Indians as well with that. And what other projects are you currently working on? Do you have any films coming out? Or?
Well, I have so many projects. And
that's great that you're busy. You're like the 3% of actors of the 50,000 or whatever in the unions, 3% are working. So that's very good. So what do you have coming out?
You know, right now they're all being produced and written and production designed, and there are four projects that I wrote, screenplays that are being produced by other people. So it's
great.
Not fair for the directors that have not been hired yet or the actors that have not been hired on the projects to talk about.
That's
but,
okay.
Can we
ask you this? Because I have another radio show. Sorry, listening. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. I have a chat room going on alongside. There are people in there. I'll just mention them now. The Cat Ficcione from Wacko World, the Steve Mendoza Show, Vicky Chats, and you have a listener in Amsterdam in the chat room right now, Cyanide. Would you say, do you like solo or you prefer with people performing? Which one best? You like your solo shows?
Ultimately, I like solo when no one's talking when I'm talking. Ultimately,
really?
Absolutely. In the end of the day, you're better off having no one talking when you're talking.
And do you play multiple characters or just yourself in your shows?
It depends on the story.
Oh, okay. So you go back and forth with that. And that's great. So, I mean, you started so young to be knowing what you... Did you always know that's what you wanted to do? Or did you fall into it?
I had no choice about what I was going to do.
You had no choice? You were just put to work?
I was put to work immediately. I haven't had a day off since I was, like, 11.
Wow.
I mean,
we have the same childhood, I think.
Yeah. Literally, I've never had a day off.
Wow.
Ever.
That's terrific. And now, do you make your home in New York or L.A.?
I live in New York City.
And you've got to love, I love, L.A.'s nice weather, but I do love the accessibility of the people in New York, and that the fact that even at some place like Tail, you never know who's going to come up to you and just, they feel accessible. They feel they can go up to you and talk to you and say, hey, I really liked what you did. And this could be anybody, and it's a great thing.
I love New York. It's really, it's great. I mean, it's such an alive place, and people are so engaged. It's the best audience I've ever had in the world. People care. It's the best.
And they're smart. I have to say, the one thing I do appreciate is that you can do smart humor in New York. I just know that because I also produce a lot of shows, did you ever do Surf Reality downtown? Do you remember Surf Reality? It was in the 80s on Allen Street. That was another avant-garde place. But I know that you can go and you can take chances and go, somebody's going to get it, and they will in New York. Because you do have a very educated audience to a certain degree. And I do think, as with Tail, that everything's coming full circle, that storytelling, I just find it refreshing.
Now we all have to agree that the world's story will have a happy ending. We don't talk about the world that New York floods and is uninhabitable. We just kind of are amusing ourselves as fracking is being brought into the Lower West Side. So we have to continue talking and addressing really big subjects that sometimes people don't want to hear. And that's what's really important, and the responsibility of each storyteller and person is to be engaged with really what's truly going on.
And I learned so much too. Some of the stories, you just learn so much about just other people's backgrounds or childhoods. Or Terry Mintz always cracks me up. I never know what she's going to talk about next, and it's always off the wall.
She's really, really, really funny.
And Harmon Leone as well. He's a very good writer, too.
Yes. Well, these are people who really care about work.
And how do you know each other? Now, how did you get involved with Tail to begin with?
Oh, I don't have a clue.
You don't have a clue? You just showed up and they said, hey,
No. I never show up. It's usually like many, many phone calls and a lot of calendar juggling and a lot of flight changes about when I'm going to be there. So there's so many. Like I said, I don't remember the machinations, but I do remember the spirit of things. So the specifics, I don't know. It'd be like, how did I get involved in the show that I'm doing with David Schweitzer, or how did I meet Logan? You know, I don't know, but I do know I do it, and it's really, really great. I think a lot of it has to do with Maggie and Jimmy. You don't want to know about this. This is boring.
No, it's interesting because I know Terry found me on Facebook. We had, to tell you the truth, I knew Terry years ago, and through another friend, and then she found me on Facebook and asked me to come down and perform. And I do find, along with this radio show, and I also have a cable show, that I find a lot of talent on Facebook now. I actually watch when people post their videos. I watch them. And I have found some very interesting young people out there, young and older, doing interesting things. And so I contact them through Facebook, and I've put them on both shows. So it's interesting.
Good for
because,
you.
Yeah, you know,
really
it's interesting
great.
To me. And it's terrific. I mean, I'm a mom, too, but I get the great mom feeling in that when you find a talent and you just contact them, they are so happy that anybody is watching or listening. And I put a couple. I found a young woman named Camille Theobald who does the Eucla letters. So she does ukulele letters to people who piss her off. And they're very good, and I've had her on the radio show and on the cable show. So it is a new thing. If you don't use just Facebook, I think, for just posting what you had for breakfast, it is fascinating. You can find some talent out there.
A
now,
lot
you
of
do comedy,
out
comedy
there.
Songs?
And
you
I have to go meet this young director who's doing this Funny or Die video for me at Nice Matin right now. So I have to excuse myself.
That's okay, because we're down to the last 5 minutes of the show anyway. So this worked out. I'll play a song, but let's say check him out. He'll be at the Laurie Beecham Theater August... I forgot. First? What date?
August 6th.
August 6th. 8-6, and you can see him at Tail this Tuesday, the 30th, 8:30 at 83rd First Avenue, East 5th Street. And
if there's anyone who perhaps, let's say, lives in Holland and is not able to make it to New York in the next 48 hours, I hope that they have a very nice day.
Okay, and there are some people in New York in the chat room. I see Steve Mendoza from the Steve Mendoza Show on BTR Radio. You should go check this guy out. He's really terrific. I'm going to try. I'm coming back to town. I've got to do some gigs this weekend, but I hope to be around Tuesday in New York City, and I'll stop by to see
this great show.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. I'll see you soon, Nancy, okay?
All right, and thank you, and best wishes. All right, Taylor,
okay.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much. What a nice guy. Terrific having him as a guest. Go check out Tail, Afterbirth Monkey. That sounds like a terrific band, too. How nice of him to take a half hour out of his very busy day. Hi, Kat. You weren't paying attention to the chat room. Hi, Vicky. Hi, Cyanide. All good. It's the last 5 minutes of the show because I'm doing a short show because I'm on the road today. So I think that was interesting. So check out Tail this Tuesday, all of you listening in New York City. Yeah, Taylor from the 80s. Go check him out. It's a good show, Steve. It's the new wave, this type of theater. So you want to check that out. Let's see what we can go out on here. When I play with my I got to play some Carozza. You know what I haven't played in a long time? I think we all need a little uplifting here to get the show out. Thank you. It was a short show, but a fun show. Watch Betty Jo Tucker. Listen, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out this week. It's going to be a fun show. Kate Wacko World, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. on BTR Radio. The Steve Mendoza Show, whenever he feels like it. Cyanide, Marco Polo, always fun. All right, so let's go out on a fun song, shall we, by Tom Carozza. Hey, Vicky, this is for you, you world traveler, you. All right, the show's not over. We're just playing this. And
Aftermath, just last Sunday, I sweetie tired, I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. My ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiles when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a
listening with our guest Hilla Negron, and I hope you all have a great and terrific day. I'm not going to end it there because the show's not over. We're going to continue because I'm making a 1 hour show today in honor of Taylor. That was an interesting interview. It was here's a character actor that you've seen in the background of so many films, and you go, that guy's funny, and very, as I said, unassuming. And just my brief encounters with him, very nice, supportive man, and just so into being the art of being an artist. Truly renaissance in that he directed, wrote, told stories, and great stories, if you could sit and just listen. If you can find any of his stories online, the monkey story is hilarious as well. I want to thank, still in the chat room, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Movie Attic Headquarters Blog Talk Radio, she'll be talking about Debbie Reynolds, and you don't want to miss that. I may even call in. I'm not sure yet. I have to see my schedule. Chuck Skull's in the house, Chuck's World of Mayhem, and Chuck's Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Chuck Skull, The Golden Age of Radio. You want to hear that because I get all my work done listening to Abbott and Costello and The Thin Man, and this week it was Humphrey Bogart. And we'll see how that works out. Anyway, very interesting. We've lost a lot of artists. He's the first artist, I guess, of the year that we've lost. But it was so surprised because the last time I saw him, I don't think anyone or very few people knew that he was even sick. You know, he didn't bring it up or whatever. And anyway, it was a very good good show. Good show, and you know, you want to honor all those people out there. You can support the arts by supporting the arts. Go see their shows, buy their stuff to support them. It's not easy being an artist. Nobody wants to pay you. speaking of artists, I was mentioning Tale. Tale was the pre-show before Word. Word is now the storytelling show. People, stories, music, booze. This is produced by Terry Mintz. She does a great job. She flies in from the coast, California, and produces this and puts together a great cast. Her upcoming show, 8 p.m. Wednesday, January 21st, will include a lineup of Adam Wade, Corey Kahaney, J.D. Cerna, Cindy Freeman, Ron Braer, Allison Graham's, love Allison Graham's, music by Afterbirth Monkey. As you know, we love Afterbirth Monkey on the show. And you know what? Why don't we play a little? They are just the most charming man and woman duet there with funny, funny songs. Okay. I don't know which one to play first. Why don't we do this one? It's a little risque, but I love it.
Cool.
I'm good. Call me smart. Silent. The numbers. Yeah, it's ringing.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
It's Afterbirth Monkey. You know.
Just wanna hang out. Are you out?
What are you up to? Do you wanna like
chill with
hang
us?
Out?
Afterbirth Monkey in the house.
Everybody grab your cellular phone.
It's time to get freaky.
Roll into the bar, I'll look away. What a shitty end to a very shitty day. Just want to unwind, but don't want to be alone when it pops in your mind, so take out your phone. Sexting is really passe. You know a better, sexier, nasty way. Because it's a quarter after two, what the fuck you gonna do? Why not call some hottie for a late night rendezvous? It's easy, but some say it's sleazy to call and say, baby, excuse me, tease me, and please me. But you're bored and you're horny, ain't got work in the morning, and a little vice is nice on your cellular device. Now it's your chance to take fate by the balls. Do a little dance, it's a booty call.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Grab your phone, start to dial. Hang up the phone, wait a little while. Do another shot, liquid courage. Whiskey, whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex? That shit is getting dusty. Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex, there's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Our phones go click, 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 click as we're taking pictures of our tricks. And then we send to all our friends with benefits. Listen up, cutie, if you want to get some booty, type some dirty words, make it quick, make us want to grab our dick. Our phones are blowing up with a million little texts saying, Afterbirth Monkey, do you want to have sex? If you think that you're next, you want to have a chance, then it's time to learn the booty call dance.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Shit, that's my phone. Oh, my God.
Why didn't you turn the ringer on?
I'm sorry. I thought I did. Hold on.
Answer it.
Okay, I'm trying. Let me get it.
Hello?
Hey, guys. It's Sherry. What's up? Do you want to, like, hang out or something on whatever?
Oh my God.
It's Sherry fucking Vine.
That's right, bitches. Tinder, Craigslist, I don't care. What doesn't kill makes you longer. Anticipation vibrating in my underwear. The pressure's getting stronger. Smear my lipstick on your titties while you grind her up on my bitties. Jacked and stupid, okay, Cupid, Snapchat, my plenty of fishies. I want you to come on over. Come on over.
Come on over. Oh, hold on, I'm getting a call on the other line. Ugh, it's my ex trying to hit me up for a booty call. Gotta go.
Get it.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Grab your phone.
Okay, I'm calling.
Start to dial.
So cute.
Hang up the phone.
I can't.
Wait a little while. Do another shot. Liquid courage.
Woo!
Whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex?
That shit is getting dusty.
Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex, there's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Meryl Streep is from the future. She has traveled back in time. She comes from a land where stars shine brighter, like Meryl shines in yours and mine.
Back in the future where Meryl's from, she's just an acting average Joe. But now that Meryl's here, there are no acting heights to which she can't go.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary people. Oh,
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine. Back in the future when Meryl was in high school, when she couldn't get into her drama club, she flew to the physics lab with fervor and snapped upon her rubber gloves.
Using lots of scientific physics, magic Meryl grasped the hands of time.
And she fell into a wormhole, and now she's doing fine.
Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of emotion. But in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else. So you turn back time to be among us ordinary mortals.
Oh, Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Everybody, listen up!
Listen up!
Remember to give Meryl all of the awards, the accreditations, the roles, the paychecks.
Accreditations!
Because if she is in the slightest bit displeased, she will once again rip back the fabric of space and time.
Time!
To the very
time.
Beginnings of humanity, when we climbed out of the primordial ooze. And she will merely dip in one big fucking toe.
Big toe!
Making us all a little bit Meryl, and then she will become supreme overlord of us all! Ah! Oh, Meryl Streep, you are a goddess of fucking everything, but in the future where you're from, you're just like everybody else.
Ah!
So turn back time and enslave all of humanity. Oh, Meryl Streep,
we love you because you shine, shine, shine.
Meryl Streep, we love you because you shine, shine, shine. And they'll be playing at Word, the storytelling show, People, Stories, Music, Booze, 8 p.m. Wednesday, January 21st. The lineup is Adam Wade, Corey Kahaney, J.D. Cernas, Cindy Freeman, Ron Brauer, Allison Grahams, and Music with Afterbirth Monkey. It's a suggested $5 admission. Just suggested. You could give more. One beverage minimum. The Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of 6th Street. And it's also a restaurant, so if you want to get something to eat before or after, you're welcome to do that, too. It's a great night of storytelling. I highly recommend it, that you check it out. Also performing there is Corey Kahaney. I've had her on the show before. But let me see if I can pump up some of her comedy here as well. Very funny comedian. Oh, you've seen her on all the talk shows. And I think she on Letterman. I believe she was on Letterman. I don't want to misquote it, but let's have some Corey Kahaney.
I know that sounds good when I say I married a lawyer, but understand, son, I didn't marry the cutthroat, ruthless, give me all your money lawyer. No, I married the pay me what you can, whenever you can, I just want to see justice served lawyer. I married Atticus Finch. I got so ripped off, ladies and gentlemen. You know what it's like? It's like I'm having sex with a rock star, but he's in a Christian band. I love being a comedian. It's so great. And not because the reasons you think. Not because I want to see people laughing or having a good time. I love this job because I like the hours. I mean, look at this. I just started. I'm almost done. I like the schedule of this job. My sister has a really serious job because she works for the Adopt-a-Highway program. I swear to God, I couldn't write that. It's so wonderful. And they have no sense of humor at the Adopt-a-Highway program. I called up one time. I was goofing around. I was like, hi, I'd like to adopt a highway, but I have a few questions. At what age do you tell the highway it's adopted? Is it very traumatic? You have a support group. Anyway, so I was driving, and I had to go to Home Depot. You've been to Home Depot, right? I have a question about Home Depot. Why do we need 24 handicapped parking spaces at Home Depot? Okay, I am all for handicapped parking, but I think if a guy can spackle his own bathroom, lay pipe, and put up gutters, I think he can walk the extra 30 feet to the parking lot.
Hello. film when they get inside the castle and they find the room where Dorothy's at, and the Tin Man takes his axe out and starts kicking the door down, pauses the film. Okay, where did the Tin Man get his axe from? And I said, Stu, is this where the movie loses credibility for you? Because you have no problem with the flying monkeys, right? But here's where the film heads south for you. Good, good, good. It's true. Come on, it's true. Women. Women know things that men will never know. It's true. Women know things like colors. Right? Because apparently this color doesn't go with that color. How do you know that? Seriously, I mean, did you get a color wheel while I was in gym class? How do you? Every husband in this room outside of the bedroom can't wear that. Why not? Because that doesn't go with that. So what, I'll blow up? What?
Or the broker.
Yes, the broker in Montreal. All right, they're both, I am familiar, like I said, with every style of music. Please give me a musical song. I think about Gigi, the investment broker from Montreal.
My name is Gigi. Listen to me. I'm going to help you financially. I got a prize. It looks real good. You asked me to invest. I say, Monsieur, I'm supposed to do it. Oh, yeah.
A Broadway song about Kathy, who is a office manager of a mall in Bennington, Vermont.
Come see all the Christmas display there. They came out of my budget, and I did them. Won't you come now and throw a coin in my fountain? I collect them and I keep them too.
And what do you do for a living in Canfield, Ohio?
I work in a drywall. Sell drywall.
You sell drywall.
I got a width for a two. I got a half inch, a three quarter two. You can buy if you don't flinch. I said, what the heck? Go for the inch. It'll sound from your house, and I'll do it there too. I got some little lead studs. I can do them for you. You got to be in my back and call. Diane from Canfield sells drywall. Yo, yo.
Nurses. Ah, very good. All right, how many people here have actually ever heard Bollywood music before?
She says, I can set your temperature, I say. She can tell you how to take a temperature in about half a dozen kinds of ways.
That was Joe Bolligan. He's also one of the featured artists who has performed at Word, the Storytelling Show. Again, Word, the Storytelling Show, People, Stories, Music, Booze, 8 p.m. Wednesday, January 21st. Suggested $5 donation, the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of 6th Street. You can also check them out on Facebook, okay? Like their page, that's also good. The show's winding down. We still have a little more time. Again, this show's dedicated to Taylor Negron, a very talented man who was passed on. But there's still a lot of talented people out there. Remember, you can support the arts by supporting the arts. Let's hear a little Mel and Elle about Facebook.
Facebook is evil, and I'll tell you why. It makes me have to see who's dating my ex-guy. I stare at his photos, and it makes me cry. And that's one reason Facebook is evil. Facebook is dangerous, and that's the truth. People posting pictures of me from my youth. Pictures where I'm puking in a Denny's booth. It's blackmail. And that's two reasons Facebook is evil. You'll find things out about people's success. You want to feel glad, but you get depressed. You want to stop looking, but you're so obsessed. With Leslie Katz from middle school, who always seems so freaking cool. But now she's married to a tool. That makes you happy, so you keep on looking. Cause it's worth it for those moments when you're happy. But also bad. I read some woman's wall and learned she married my dad. I kinda wish he told me first and I felt sad. And now I can't stop stalking them on Facebook. And I don't care about the sandwich you ate, or how it's just amazing that your life's so great. Being more selective with your status update. Try a phrase with sass, or a shot of your ass, or something else that crass. Don't say you're happy. I'm gonna be honest, I don't give a shit when you're happy. Happy, happy. Poke, poke, poke. Like, like. Single, single in a relationship. Poke, poke, poke. Like, like.
In a relationship.
Engage, engage.
Facebook is helpful when you're feeling fat. You can find old frenemies in 2 seconds flat. And engage them right away with an instant chat. And say, I thought I was fat, but you are fatter.
I thought I was fat, but you are fatter. Oh,
smile, not a sadness. A great talent who will be missed. Remember him in your thoughts and your prayers. And get in touch with people you love and stay in touch and always be telling them that. I'd like to thank Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, for joining the chat room today. Tomorrow, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio at Movie Attic Headquarters, she'll be talking about Debbie Reynolds. I may even call in, who knows. And Chuck Skull, thank you for tuning in. Chuck's Golden Age of Radio, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. And Mondays at 9 a.m., I believe, Chuck's Golden A.M. Check it out. Thank you, Chuck Skull, for tuning in. I think World Talk Radio, World Rock Radio, Rock World Radio, World Rock. See, Chuck, if you don't post it, I can't say it. It's Saturdays at 8 p.m. or Fridays at 8 p.m. Just follow Chuck Skull. That's the easiest thing to do. Follow Chuck Skull on Facebook, and you'll find other times. You could also follow me on Blog Talk Radio and have a reminder every time I'm doing a show. My CDs are available on CD Baby. I had to say that. It's in my contract. All right. Keep on smiling, everyone. Taylor, you will be missed. Let's hear for Taylor Negron, the great artist in every sense of the word. Good night, sweet prince.